Mr. President, do you accept that this country is at a crossroads? We are 1 week away from the end of the year, and that's the deadline when you have to give a response to the nuclear offer by the P5+1?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اجل وليك الفرج والعافية والناس.
In the name of God, the compassionate,
the merciful. والمستشهدين بين يديه. خدمت جناب عالی و همه بینندگان خوب
I would like to
سلام میکنم
say hello to you and all your viewers. Hopefully we will have a very useful interview here.
متوجه نشدم چه کسی به چه کسی ضرب العجل داده؟
I don't know who has given a deadline to what country.
Well, the P5 group that meets with Germany from the Security Council of the United Nations, apparently representing the Security Council, has made this proposal about enrichment, taking the material outside the country, bringing it back, and they say by the end of that is the deadline for the response.
خیلی متشکرم از شما.
Thank you very much for the question. I think part of this question must be corrected.
ما پیشنهاد دادیم که سوخت بگیریم.
Actually, we have given the proposal for the exchange of the fuel.
طبق مقررات هم اونا وظیفه دارن.
And according to the regulations, they have to provide the fuel without any condition.
ما پیشنهاد دادیم برای اینکه فرصتی بدیم به اونها
We have offered
از موضع تقابل به موضع همکاری برسن
in order to provide an opportunity for them in order to have an opportunity for cooperation instead of confrontation
کار معمولی و ساده ای هم هست
and it is a very simple procedure
ولی اونا تحت بعضی فشارها
But,
اصرار دارن که برای فروش سوخت به ما شرط بذارن اون هم شرط سیاسی
to have conditions for having for giving us the fuel and political conditions I mean
در حالی که مبادله سوخت یک کار فنی است
while it is a technical job The exchange of fuel is a technical job. I have not yet heard anybody who has given a deadline for this. Because it is meaningless. We are in a position to produce 20% the uranium of
20%.
We have given this offer in order to provide an opportunity for them.
اگر از این فرصت استفاده نکنن ما خودمون سوخت رو خواهیم ساخت.
If they do not use the opportunity, we are in a position and we are able to produce that grade of uranium.
و ما مشکلی نداریم.
We have no problem to do it.
مقررات حاکم بر آژانس اتمی به ما اجازه رو میده.
The current regulations in the IAEA allows us to do so.
و ما خودمون خواهیم ساخت.
And we will make it ourselves.
از نظر ما مشکلی وجود نداره.
From our standpoint, there is no problem for that.
Well, you say there is no problem, Mr. President, but the United States is already talking about sanctions. The other countries, certainly France and Germany and Britain, are also talking about sanctions. That would suggest they don't see it the same way.
ببینید موضوع تحریم یا قطعه چیز دیگری است.
It is something else, the question of issuing a resolution or imposing sanctions.
ما با سیاست‌های توسعه طلبانه آمریکا مخالفیم.
We are against the expansionist policies of the United States.
اینو اعلام میکنیم با صراحت.
And we say it frankly and explicitly.
ما سیاست زورگویی و اشغالگری را قبول نداریم.
We do not accept the policy of intimidation and aggressions.
خوبه که دولت مردان آمریکایی هم این شجاعت رو داشته باشن که همین اعلام بکنن بگن ایران مانع توسعه طلبی اون
It will be good for the US policy makers to say that Iran is against their policies and the expansions
دستاویز هسته‌ای هم دیگه کهنه شده از خاصیت افتاده
I think it has become an old issue to talk about the nuclear program
داستان ادعاهای آمریکا و دوستانش به سریال
The story of these claims made by the United States and its allies has turned into a TV series. From our standpoint, it has no value.
It's not just the United States. I mean, the UN inspector you had to tell that you had got another facility for enriching uranium at GOM, and that was something which you had not declared, but which you should have declared under the regulations.
According to the regulations in the IAEA, 6 months before the beginning of enrichment activities, we should have informed them. We did it 1 year before the activities. But unfortunately, they have misinterpreted our cooperation. When we cooperate with them, they show negative reaction. That, what does that mean? They send themselves
one
that is not a member to empty would remain immune from the investigations and verification. When you cooperate, the reactions are negative. What does it mean? Does it mean that we should not cooperate at all? Of course, we do not accept it. It is not acceptable to us. But their attitudes are wrong.
اونا با رفتارشون میخوان بگن هر کس که عضو
MPT
نباشه آزادتره تا
اون کسی که عضو MPT a member of the MPT has a free is free to do everything more than
از حقوق بیشتری برخورداره
and those countries enjoy more rights
و هر دولتی که تعهداتش رو عمل کنه تحت فشار قرار میگیره
fulfills its obligations would be under pressures. Do you think they can run the world with this logic?
But this is the United Nations. This particular group, and Mr. Al-Baradei is supported by both China and Russia on this matter. You were keeping this particular enrichment facility secret, and that has broken confidence. And that's really where the real crisis has now developed. A breakdown of confidence between you and the United Nations inspectorate.
این نیستش که شما میفرمایید.
That's not true.
اونا یه ادعایی میکنن.
They make some claims.
ساخت این
They say that the construction of the site started when Iran had accepted certain arrangements.
ما معتقدیم بعد از اینکه ترتیبات اجرایی رو به تعلیق در آوردیم اینو شروع
کردیم arrangements we started the construction and it is very normal in the relations between the countries and the agency.
خود آمریکا مگه اصلا گزارشی به آژانس میده؟
Does the United States give any report to the agency itself?
8000 تا کلاهک اتمی داره.
They have 8000 of nuclear warheads.
چی خطرناکه برای دنیا؟
Who is dangerous in the world?
چی باید نگران باشه؟
And who should be concerned about these
از کجا باید بازرسی به عمل بیاد؟
From what point should they start inspection?
سازمان ملل که بر اساس حق وتو و تعهد
United Nations which has been founded on the basis of veto right can never run the world.
No, but Mr. Al-Baradei has said on behalf of the IAEA that the friendly relationship that he has enjoyed with Iran has ended. Now that's a pretty strong statement, and it comes from a UN body.
I have not heard about it. We are keen to have friendly relations with all.
اما مبنای قضاوت و همکاری ما
the basis of
رابطه حقوقی و قانونی
and cooperation is on a legal basis.
ما اسناد رسمی آژانس رو در اختیار داریم که تمام فعالیت‌های ما رو تایید کرده.
We have official documents from the IAEA and it has endorsed all of our activities.
ما روابط اون رو بر اساس سخنرانی‌ها تنظیم نمی‌کنیم.
We do not regulate our relations based on the rhetorics.
بر اساس اسناد و قانون تنظیم می‌کنیم.
We do it on the basis of the law and the documents.
ما با آژانس همکاری می‌کنیم.
We cooperate with the agency.
آژانس هم حق نداره تحت فشار سیاسی بعضی دولت‌ها.
The agency has no right
نظر سیاسی
to express political opinions under the pressures of certain governments.
آژانس باید بره تأسیسات اتمی آمریکا و دوستانش رو مورد بازرسی قرار بده.
The agency has a commitment to inspect the nuclear facilities of the United States and those of
اونا رو خلع سلاح بکنه.
And the agency should disarm them.
Mr. President, this battle with the IAEA has been going on for years now. Why do you bother to remain a member of the Non-Proliferation Treaty? Why not just dump it and stay like Pakistan, India and Israel outside the treaty and do what you want to do?
We had never been fighting against the agency. What should we do, in your opinion?
I'm asking you, why do you stay in the treaty?
We stay in the treaty, and according to the NPT, we have rights and obligations. We have fulfilled our obligations, and we should also enjoy our rights. And we will never allow political claims to enter into our works and activities.
But this is very difficult for ordinary people to understand. You have the United States, you have European powers, you have Russia and you have China. All these countries are very dissatisfied with the answers that you've been giving. It's not just the United States. You say that it's them that's pulling the strings, if you like, but it's much more than that.
There are 120
countries of the non-aligned movement, and they have given their votes against them.
Shouldn't
they adapt themselves with the votes of these 120 countries?
President Obama offered you, when he came into power, an extended hand.
Let me say one more sentence.
تعداد کشورها یا نام کشورها حق قانونی برای کسی نمیاره.
Names of countries do not bring any legal right.
قانون هست که حقوق رو تعریف میکنه.
That is the law that prevails and it defines.
و ما طبق قانون عمل میکنیم.
And we are doing everything according to the law.
تحت تأثیر تبلیغات قرار نمیگیریم.
Influenced by the political campaigns.
ما بر اساس مصالح ملتمون تصمیم میگیریم بر اساس قانون.
We make decisions on the basis of our national interest and on the basis of the laws and regulations.
آمریکا هم با ما مخالفه. ما
The United States is against us and we have been used to it.
President Obama did come in and he made this speech in Cairo in particular, in which he offered the extended hand if you would greet it. But you haven't greeted it. I mean, the relationship is now, well, there's no way that extended hand is going to stay extended.
What hands did he extend? His right hand or left hand?
He extended the hand of friendship, let's be honest, and he got a lot of criticism for doing it.
در عمل ایشون چه کاری
What has he done in practice?
من برای ایشون پیام دادم.
I sent a message to him.
ما در مذاکرات ژنو شرکت کردیم.
And we participated in Geneva negotiations.
با اونها گفتگو کردیم.
We talked with them.
پیشنهاد خرید سوخت به اونها دادیم.
And we offered a proposal for fuel exchange.
حتی اعلام کردیم که در
And we even announced
that آمادگی داریم مناظره
بکنیم. We stand ready to have a debate in New York.
چه کسی در عمل دستش رو دراز کرد؟
Who has extended his hands in practice?
ایشون که تحریم‌ها علیه ما رو تمدید کرد.
He extended the sanctions against us.
ایشون چه قدمی برداشته؟ چه کاری کرده؟
What step has he taken?
Well, is the matter of extended hands over? I mean, is it finished?
کجا دراز شده؟
Extended where?
ما امیدواریم که ایشون موفق بشه تغییرات واقعی ایجاد
کنه. We hope he will succeed in making changes, real changes.
و کمک کردیم.
And we have helped him.
البته رفتار ایشون نگران کننده است.
However, we are concerned about his attitudes.
ایشون نتونسته به توقعات ملت آمریکا و دنیا پاسخ بده.
To meet the expectations of the people in the United States and the people of the world.
این یه بحث عمومی است.
And this is a general discussion.
But it has been complicated by what has happened here in Iran. There has been disturbance. There have been awful scenes of violence on the streets, and that has disturbed people inside and outside Iran. That makes it difficult to extend the hand, doesn't it?
خب این مشکل برای ما وجود داره.
We are also facing the same problems here.
در حالی که آمریکا نیروهاش در افغانستان اضافه میکنه و برادران
و همسایگان ما رو میکشه. Has a military build up in Afghanistan and they are killing our brothers in that country.
در حالی که ایشون حمایت میکنه از کشتار مردم در فلسطین.
And at the same time the United States is supporting the killing of Palestinians.
در حالی که قطعنامه ها رو تمدید میکنه.
And they extend the resolutions and sanctions.
بدتر از همه ایشون در پلیس ایشون در پیتسبورگ مردم رو کتک میزنه.
Worse than that, the American police beats the people in Pittsburgh.
دستگیر میکنه مردم.
They arrest people.
و با باتون کتک میزنه، گاز اشکاور میندازه.
They use batons and tear gas against the people.
Two wrongs don't make a right. And the besiege here, I mean, and we have this first hand from somebody, from a member of the besiege. He says they were given the orders to go in and use no restraint and attack people who disagreed with you. And people were beaten, women, men, and hit with batons, and some were killed.
In
my opinion, you have access to some information which I don't know.
Well, we have spoken to a besiege who told us what orders they were given.
اونها به ما گفتند که این دستورات را دریافت کرده بودند.
صحبت کردید که اسمش بسیج
بود. Did you talk?
We spoke with a member of the besiege who has now run from Iran.
Clearly, the source of information must be very exact.
فکر می‌کنیم اینجوری نمیشه قضاوت کرد.
I think it is not correct to judge.
کشور ما قانون حاکم.
In this way, in our country, the law prevails.
But you can see the video, Mr. President. You've seen the pictures of what the besieged were doing and of what the Revolutionary Guard were doing. And what he has seen, too, is both the beating and the raping of men and women in detention.
Did you see all of these things on the pictures?
We saw all the things in the streets. Of course, we do not get the stories of what happened in the containers where people were being detained.
There have been clashes among some people. How could you find out that they are besiegees or other people? Let me repeat that. In my country, the law prevails.
You deny that the besiege beat up these people.
Aslan in harfayi ke shoma mizanid dar inja matrah nist.
No, we are not concerned with these things as you claim.
Qanun hakeme inja.
The law prevails.
Momkene ye kasi takalluf bokone az qanun.
Some people may violate the law.
Dar har bakhshi ke bashe.
In any place, anywhere.
Dar etirazat qanun ro riayat nakone.
Maybe they have not observed and respected the law during demonstrations or protests.
تظاهرات غیر قانونی بکنه.
They may have participated in illegal demonstrations.
یا درگیری ایجاد بکنه.
Or they might get involved in clash.
فرد عادی باشه چه مأمور باشه.
Whether they are ordinary people or from among the agents.
But Mr. President, these clashes continue today in Najafabad.
ایران کشور آزادیه.
Iran is a free country.
شما بخواد ایران مثل کشورهای غربی باشه؟
Do you believe that Iran should be like the Western countries?
در ایران آزادی هست.
We have freedom in Iran.
میتونن اظهار نظر کنن.
People are free to express their views.
فریاد هم میزنن.
They can also cry about for their rights.
But you've arrested journalists. You have sent journalists out of the country. They don't get told what's going on.
You are making a mistake.
و همینطور سیاستمداران غربی.
And even the politicians, the Western politicians.
میگن که در ایران خبری.
They think something is happening in Iran.
ایران ضعیف شد.
And Iran has become weakened.
اشتباه میکنه.
That is a mistake. They are making a mistake. They do not know Iran.
ملت ایران یه پارچه است.
The people of Iran are united.
و از منافع خودش دفاع خواهد کرد.
And they would certainly defend their rights and interests.
و از استقلال خودش دفاع خواهد کرد.
They would protect their independence.
دیدگاه‌های مختلفی هم در ایران هست.
There are different views that exist in my country.
رقیب همان بسیار هم جدی
هست. There are differences of opinion. They are rivals, competitors, and they are serious.
اما اکثریت ملت ایران
But the majority of the nation is united and they are determined to protect their independence.
هم میزنه صد برابر درگیری‌های تهران.
You can see the scene today in the streets of London and people are being beaten by the British police.
But you can contrast today in Iran with even 2 years ago. 2 years ago there were many foreign journalists here. There was much more freedom of people to watch whatever they wanted on the internet or whatever. Now, for example, any broadcast or internet appearance by the BBC is jammed. There are no foreign correspondents, or very few, and it is very difficult now to report what's going on.
To whom belongs BBC?
It
is a state-owned company or a private one?
It is a state-owned regulated company which has independence from the government. We have to pay individually to the BBC to fund it.
All right. How can a government institution or a state-run company can be independent from the policy of the government? Can you know any place in the world that BBC has acted against the policies of the government? BBC is the instrument of the British government foreign policy.
And
the British government has shown that it is against and hostile to our nation. They have shown that for about 100 years.
You take Masyar Bahari, who worked for Newsweek. He gets thrown into jail. He is beaten up in jail. He is tortured in jail. He has told me that himself.
And you have accepted his claims.
He is a man I have known for a long time. I trust him.
People say things. Do you think freedom prevails in the United States? And do you think the media in the United States are free? Why aren't people allowed to have demonstrations against the Zionists?
یعنی تمام رسانه‌های آمریکایی ضد
فلسطینیا all media in the United States are against the Palestinians.
این روشنه که
they are clear facts.
ما که نمی‌خوام همدیگه رو فریب بدیم.
We are not going to deceive each other.
اینا بازی‌های سیاسی و رسانه‌ای است.
They are political and media games.
دورش هم تمام شده.
And that period is over.
دیگه تأثیر نداره که
it will have no effect in the world.
رسانه خودش خبر دروغ و درست میکنه.
Media may have
به استناد او تحلیل میده.
False propaganda campaign. And then they offer their interpretations based on those lies.
اینا تمام شده دورش.
That period is over.
ما بر واقعیات و حقیقت ها با هم صحبت.
We should focus on realities and we should talk to each other based on those realities, based on the law.
ما فهم کنیم اشتباه سیاستمدارای غربی همین.
And that is a mistake made by the political
politicians in the West.
They make the media themselves.
دروغ رو میپردازن.
They create them and they say lies.
بر اساس همون دروغ ها موضع گیری سیاسی میکنن.
On those lies they take political positions.
بعد اصرار دارن دیگران هم باور کنن.
And at the same time they insist that others should believe them.
Well, I mean, let's take a story that is in the London Times this morning. They say that Bin Laden's wife lives here in Iran. Is that true? Now that's a test, isn't it? Is that just a lie or is it true that one of Bin Laden's wives lives here in a compound outside Tehran with some family? Is that true or false?
Why shouldn't it be in London?
Why should it be in
London?
Why should it be in London?
This is the Times of London.
Because
they got the information. How can they? How do they receive information?
Let me make
an advice for some.
Well, you haven't answered me yes or no, Mr. President. However, they found out this information. The question is it true or is it false?
دریافت کردند آیا حقیقت دارد یا دروغ.
Let me tell you something else which is more important.
خیلی زیاده.
Because there are many things like that.
هر روز تولید میشه.
They are producing these things every day.
چون این ابزار سلطه بر جهان.
Because this is the instrument to control the world. They can create these things
every
day. And people, wise people, would never waste time to answer all these things.
So how do you change that?
We try to address
the breeding ground.
ما فکر میکنیم دولت مردان انگلیس و آمریکا
the
statesmen
in the United Kingdom and the United States must accept the realities in the world.
دوره‌ای که با رسانه‌ها بازی سیاسی، بازی تبلیغاتی درست کنند و بتونند محیط رو تحت تأثیر قرار بدن تمام شده.
Influencing the environment through the media campaigns is over.
دستشون برای ما رو شده.
and we know everything about these tactics and politics. We would never be deceived by media campaigns. And it has no value to us. We will never waste our time on that. For example, about Neda Agha Sultan, what BBC done? What has BBC done about her?
And یه سناریوی دروغ تبلیغاتی بود.
They created a false scenario based on political campaigns. And it has been proven to us.
پیام شما این است. اجازه بدهید که به واقعیت نگاه بکنیم. ایران الان 15% تورم دارد. شما مشکلات اقتصادی داریم. ما هم مشکلات اقتصادی داریم. اکثر کشورها مشکلات اقتصادی دارند. اگر تنش بیشتری بین ما به وجود بیاید، آیا ارزش این را ندارد که از مسیر دیگری استفاده بشود؟ چه اشکالی دارد که دست دوستی دراز بشود و درها به اصطلاح باز بشوند، افراد وارد بشوند، افراد دیگر خارج بشوند؟
ما از حرف شما استقبال میکنیم.
I agree with you.
ما همین حرفو به فرما مسئولین انگلیسی و آمریکایی میزنیم.
We are saying the same thing to the Americans and to the British.
چرا 50 ساله با مردم ما مخالفت میکنن؟
Why have they been against our people for more than 50 years?
در اطراف ما دولت‌هایی هستن دیکتاتوری مطلق.
There are governments around Iran.
اونا با اونا دوستن.
پیشنهاد جناب عالی چه هست؟ جناب عالی چه هست؟
قبل از انقلاب ما در همین سرزمین دیکتاتوری
حاکم بود. Before revolution we had a dictatorship in Iran.
و اونا با اون دوست بودن.
And they had friendly ties with the dictator.
از روزی که دموکراسی و انتخابات در این سرزمین اومد، آزادی اومد، اونا با ما مخالف شدن.
And freedom in our country, they have risen against us.
Ayatollah Muntazari said this is a Islamic dictatorship.
در ایران اظهار نظر آزاده.
It is free to express your views in Iran.
مثل بعضی کشورهای اروپایی نیست که دانشمندان زندان کنند.
It is not like some European countries where scientists are in prison.
نظر خلاف نظر صهیونیست راجع به هولوکاست شده.
Everybody who says anything against Holocaust should go to prison.
ولو استاد دانشگاه باشه.
Even if he or she is a university professor.
در ایران اینطوری نیست.
That is not the situation in Iran.
تون میکنن آزادم.
The government is criticized and people are free to do so.
من میخوام بگم که خوبه که مثلا انگلیس و آمریکا رفتارشون عوض کنن.
For the US and British officials to change attitudes.
دوستی رو تجربه کنن.
They should experience friendship.
What about both changing attitudes? You and them changing attitudes.
و چه اشکالی دارد که شما و آنها دیدگاه های خود و برخورد خود را عوض کنید؟
ما استقبال میکنیم. ما چیزی خلاف قانون و حق خودمون نخواستیم.
Certainly welcome any step in that direction. We have never wanted anything beyond our rights.
ما نیروی نظامی نبردیم کنار مرزهای انگلیس و آمریکا.
We have never sent our troops to the borders beside the United States.
و دولت انگلیس و آمریکا رو تهدید به تجاوز نظامی نکردیم.
We have never threatened the British or Americans by military threats.
قطعنامه علیهشون صادر نکردیم.
We have never issued any resolutions against them.
ما قانون و حق خودمون رو میخوایم.
We want our own rights.
البته اهل گفتگو هستیم.
And of course we are for talks and dialogue.
ما از تقابل استقبال نمی کنیم.
We are against confrontation.
اما تجربه نشون داده کسانی که راه تقابل علیه ما انتخاب میکنن اونا ضرر میکنن.
Those who have chosen to be in confrontation with us will damage from their policies.
جناب آقای رئیس جمهور خیلی تشکر میکنم که